Good morning,
Father.
Good morning, Father.
We celebrate today the solemnity of Ascension of the Lord. We celebrate Jesus Christ going back to his Father after spending several weeks after his resurrection on the earth with his disciples. But he is leaving them not only to leave them alone, but he is leaving them, giving them a special mission. We will talk about this mission in our homily today. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy and the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all the nations beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he departed from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As I said at the beginning of the Mass, today we celebrate the feast day that in a certain way is closing a period of time, time that Jesus stayed with his disciples here on earth after his death and resurrection. And probably most of us, we still remember times when this feast day were celebrated on Thursday. It means exactly 40 days after the resurrection of the Lord. In our case, we move this feast day from Thursday to Sunday to make it more easy for people to celebrate, to participate in the Holy Mass. We can ask, how does Jesus going away, going to his Father, going to heaven, help us? Before I say what Jesus' ascension does for us, I would like to clarify what it does not do. We see in today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles the whole description of this story, Jesus going with his disciples to a certain place near Bethany, talking to them, giving them the last advices. And in one moment, he is raising his hands to heaven and he disappeared. But before it happened, his disciples, they are asking him a very important, but also very, we can call this human question. Are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel? The disciples, they are not in that moment interested in the kingdom of heaven. They are interested in kingdom here on earth. They are not very different from us, people of this 21st century. They wanted in that moment, and we want now, heaven on earth. I remember a conversation with a bright young lady. I asked her about her plans, about her dreams. She said what she was most looking forward to was retirement. For sure, because she was still young. She was not thinking about this time of retirement as the elderly experienced it. A few years of increasing pain and loneliness. Rather, in her imagination, it was a constant vacation. We can say a perpetual Caribbean cruise. What she longed for was not retirement. What she wanted, it was heaven, heaven on earth. The great scientist, philosopher Blaise Pascal said, "Let each one examine his thoughts, and he will find them all occupied with the past and the future. We scarcely ever think of the present, and if we think of it, it is only to take light from it to arrange the future. We are constantly planning our lives for some moment in the future when we will be really happy, 100% happy. And we always, always think about this, that it is possible here on this earth." Now, Jesus does want us to be happy, but he does not offer this happiness here on earth, this heaven on earth. He's not like some politicians, that they would like to promise practically everything, whatever you want. Vote for me, everything will work out right. We know this from the history. 100 years ago, a few men in Russia told people that if they gained power, they would literally bring heaven on earth. Peace, bread, land, they promised. And 100 years after, we know already that they did not bring heaven on earth. They brought the worst hell in human history. If you think some political system can bring heaven on earth, learn, read something about communism. Jesus did not bring heaven on earth. What then did he bring? Ascending to heaven, Jesus gives the disciples a mission. He said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." This is Jesus' mission statement. We, of course, recognize that the Father raises Jesus to his right hand. And we know Jesus himself is God. We repeat every Sunday in the Creed that he is consubstantial with the Father. So in saying lift up Jesus, we refer to something humble, what we do at Mass. When during the Mass, the bread and wine become the body and blood of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the priest who represents all of us literally lifts up Jesus. We do that so Jesus will lift us up. We need Jesus to lift us up. We become depressed, confused, even paralyzed. When you fall on your face, when darkness overcomes you, lift up Jesus. Take a small cross or your rosary or your Bible. Jesus will lift you up and give you a mission. It is also interesting that after Jesus ascends, he dispatches two men with a message. The two men may be Moses and Elijah, like we remember from this scene at Transfiguration. Or perhaps the two men dressed in white garment refer to the angels. For now, we do not focus who the two men are, but what they say. And they said, stop looking up to heaven. You have a mission right here on this earth. Focus on what is right in front of you, on what God wants you to do today. Leave tomorrow in God's hand. Say, Jesus, I trust in you. We have seen the misery men bring when they seek heaven on earth. But we have also seen the blessing that comes when disciples embrace Jesus' mission. We can give a lot of examples. One of them, St. Teresa of Calcutta, focused on lifting up Jesus, and she did much to directly alleviate human suffering. We can each make the world a little better, but we cannot do it on our own. We need a source of power. More about this will be next week, next Sunday. Most of us probably will know what we will celebrate next Sunday. Today I only ask this, wear something red. Red represents fire. Jesus wants to give us fire. That next weekend. Today, remember this. Jesus does not give us heaven on earth. What he gives us here is his mission. And we need to take this mission and put it in practice. Thank you.